Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to The Price is Zeit, courtesy of the Discord. I'm Jack, that's Miles. Let us know if you want your suggestions for short show titles individually credited, but we just took them down as courtesy of the Discord.
Just trawling the Discord seas,
pulling
up whatever comes up in these nets.
But shout out to all y'all. We got a huge list.
What's the Price is Right theme song?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, yeah.
I had like one. My first experience of depression was one summer when I think it was like summer camp was canceled or something happened where my sister and I were just home together, like while my parents were like working. So we would just like wake up and watch Price is Right and drink diet orange soda. And it was like really, and like we were at that point where we were like fighting a lot. And it was just,
how old were y'all?
I think like 9, maybe. I was like 9 or so.
This is you versus MC Shan?
MC Shan.
Damn.
The GOAT.
That sounds like a interesting life when you're a kid. Like drinking diet soda as a kid is a weird vibe.
Yeah,
like
it
feels wrong. It feels all kinds of wrong.
Felt wrong at the time. All right, let's tell the people, Miles, what's trending. There's some exciting news. All Warner Brothers releases are coming to HBO Max same day as theatrical release. Yeah, this is big. This is probably very bad for movie theaters.
What is the
foreseeable future?
Well, I don't understand. What?
So like Dune,
Matrix
4, Space Jam, like this release, first of all, made me realize all the movies I was looking forward to are from Warner Brothers. I was like, wait, is anybody else making movies that are coming out this year?
Right, right. Who else is on deck this year?
Yeah, but like all these movies, they're going to drop the same day that they hit theaters, they're going to drop on HBO Max for no additional money.
Fuck yeah.
I mean,
but
this
that's
is
fucking
just,
the theater. That is it. Death to theaters.
Death to theaters. Death to, I don't know, man. Like this seems like they're just trying to lock in as many streaming subscribers as they possibly can while the pandemic is happening. But it just seems like it's setting a precedent where like, you know, content is free now.
Yeah.
Like everything is a loss leader.
That, and they'll just be, I think the way they'll probably do it is like, oh yeah, it's only in 360p. Like,
right.
That's the actual definition you're going to watch. It's in standard def. So maybe you'll want, I mean, it's there if you want to watch The Matrix 4 in fucking VHS quality, but you know, you might want to go to the theater.
It's like the cameras that used to be on flip phones. Like, that's the quality God. That it is.
When they're like .3GP video right. files. You're like, what the fuck is that? Dune.3GP? Okay. Sure. But yeah, movies like that, Dune, Matrix, it's the same thing with like Tenet. I don't have to see it right away. I want to see that shit in a theater.
Yeah.
So it's weird how I'm not moved. I will. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll catch Space Jam at home. Like, I don't need to see that in the theater. But like Matrix 4, look, I'm still
Wonder Woman 84 is coming
in my mind.
Yeah.
So I got to see that in the theater.
Yeah. I mean, this must be like at least partially because Borat 2 had a successful like launch on Amazon Prime. Like, they must be seeing some success with these movies dropping on streaming services.
Right.
If this is like the new conventional wisdom,
right.
I think Mulan probably did pretty well.
There was one of these film podcasts had a meme that was like HBO Max, like, we're dropping every movie on our streaming service in 2021. And then they just did that meme of the old man where it just says, and it says movie theaters. And it's this old man saying, I guess I'll just die.
Oh God.
Like, yeah. Sorry. God, everything's changing, man.
I hope the theaters don't die, man. I still love a movie.
I mean, where are you gonna go? You still need a communal living room to make out in for your first time, you know, for the adolescents. You need a place to, when you don't have the imagination for a date, let's watch TV in a movie theater, basically. Yeah. You know, like we depend on the theater.
Let's go see Jurassic Park for the fifth time.
I will watch every time Jurassic Park is re-released. I will watch it in the theater.
Hell yeah.
I caught that shit in IMAX 3D a couple of years ago. It was
great. It was a conversion, right? That never
Yeah, came. Yeah. It wasn't the way God intended, but you know, either were dinosaurs coming back to life. So catch 3D. Right.
Yeah, yeah. 3D will find a way. Okay, Ivanka Trump is trending because for a couple reasons. I think this is a case of like overlapping stories. There's mm-hmm. the fact that she released an email that she sent back in 2016 that asked the board at Trump to use market pricing to when determining like what to charge people for staying at or using the Trump Hotel during the inauguration. She's being investigated for doing illegal shit during the inauguration. And people are pointing out that the fact that she was put in a like large central decision-making position for her father's inauguration is in itself like shockingly corrupt because right. She was recently ordered to take remedial financial training courses because of like the shit she pulled with the Trump organization, where it was scamming like legitimate charities. Like, they were like, okay, I guess you have to go to like business 101, like business ethics for toddlers. Cause right. They are really bad. And then she's also trending because there are flyers going up all around New York City that are not wanted posters.
Yeah.
Of her.
Remember those like comedians were throwing those up?
Yeah. I kind of like it.
Yeah, you love
though.
To see it. Yeah, you got to let people know. Like, you got to let people know they're pariahs and that there's consequences for, you know, standing idly by.
Well, anything that can make her feel just a little less comfortable in her skin anywhere she goes in the United States, I'm here for.
Do you think one of the Trump kids, like, because they're younger, they know the way the tides are moving, they'll be like, fuck it, I guess I'll just, like, spike my relationship with my dad. I fucking hate, fuck my inheritance. I think I stand to do better if I'm, like, I break off as, like, rogue Trump. Ah, the damage has been done. Nice try, asshole. But as part of me thinks that these kids are so opportunistic that eventually, like, they have to consume each other. So I wonder what capacity that happens.
It won't be her because she's been
got love or whatever.
Yeah, she was always the central, like the one child that her father loved. The reasons for that very disturbing, but she was also always like, it wasn't always cool to have Donald Trump as your father, but she always like embraced that shit, even when like he was
even when your income depends on it,
right. And then, it's not surprising that she stuck. Don Jr. allegedly was, you know, hated his dad, when he was in college. And
he's trying to get the love, though. You see it every day.
Yeah.
Still wants love. We all want love, you know?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for Baron to come out and to tell the world how he really feels. That dude is tall as fuck.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, if he's like, he could like legit, he could ball.
That would be trouble. Like if you just told me that he got drafted for and like as a player from like a Romanian,
yeah,
like
Germany,
yeah, this dude was balling in the in the German Cup. What?
Physically hard, hands soft, bro. He can, it's just, you don't know about this kid. He's doing wild shit, wicked shit on the court.
Yeah, 15% ICU was trending because of the California lockdown. There's a new lockdown order that basically says your location, your county is on lockdown. You can't leave the house if your ICUs have any less than 15% capacity available. So if it's like over 85% beds filled in your ICUs, then you can't leave your house. However, on Twitter, at Steph Stone pointed out that the new lockdown order is basically just, it's illegal to be outside your home unless you feel like doing an activity that either makes or spends money. Like the the fact that, the fact that it's legal to go to the gym, like the sweatiest, like most enclosed, grossest fucking environment where people still go. I that's shocking to me. But then they're like, yeah, but you can't walk on the street. Fuck off.
What if I make money by walking on the street? Right. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
I don't know. It's all just so fucked up because at the end of the day, it's all just sort of like, these are rules that we're going to, say you have to follow, but don't ask us to make this easier or manageable for you or reasonable.
Right. And finally, Supreme is trending. Presumably like pizza orders, I'm guessing.
Yeah. The toppings wars. Mm. No, the skate brand from 1994, established 94, the most hyped fucking brand on earth. Christie's is doing an auction right now, like that opened on Tuesday, where they have all like the rarest Supreme hype pieces, like from the Louis Vuitton collabs that people were going wacky over to the fucking like Damien Hirst skate decks, all kinds of shit like that. So this thing that's trending right now is that some young man, a fashion student from Vancouver, has a collection of Supreme box logo tees. And if you know anything about Supreme, that you've probably just seen the logo that is in, you know, Futura Bull or whatever that fucking font is, italicized. That's just a Supreme in a rectangle.
In a red rectangle.
And that's called the box logo. On.
Yeah.
Right. And so there are many versions of this box logo, and they become the most hyped pieces every year, whether it's the crew neck sweatshirt, the hoodie, or the t-shirt. That's what people want because it's the most like sort of brazen Supreme branded shit. Now, this kid, he's 21 years old. He has 253 box logo shirts, and he's basically saying this is one of the most comprehensive collections of these box logo shirts. These things, like when you try and buy them on the reseller market, like StockX or whatever, box logos can go upwards of $7,000 easily for a fucking t-shirt, okay?
Really?
And yes.
I see people wearing that shit all the time.
Yeah, because they're stunting on you, bro.
Damn, somebody I have to be impressed by those shirt. People now?
Exactly. No, you don't, man. It's called not being good with your fucking money. Yeah. So, and I think that's what's sort of indicative of all this, like, sort of hype culture in the era of, like, people having nothing, but then we're, like, it's this weird thing where a 21-year-old has 253 t-shirts that are, like, valued around $7,000 each. So, Christie's will not say what this, they're selling this collection, but you buy it directly from them. It's not an auction. They say you got to call them up for the price, but the price is over $2 million.
What?
For all these t-shirts. That's where we're
How
at.
How many
right
t-shirts?
253. He has, and look,
not
he has some.
2 million some, t-shirts?
No, 253 t-shirts. And he has some rare friends and family ones. It's just all, you know, fucking ridiculous. I mean, let's not forget the Supreme, like, at one point was owned by the Carlyle Group. And, you know, the people know the hype is real. So they want to get in on it. So yeah, 2 million is a lot. I don't know how this young man at 21 was able to amass all of those t-shirts, because unless you know people at Supreme or something, I had imagined you're going on the reseller market. So they right
I guess
now
that's right. Cause it's when you divide 2 million by 250 is like 8,400. So it's like right around what you were saying.
Yeah.
That's just a little back of the envelope math.
Yeah, that was quick too.
Yeah, damn, did it all in my head.
Savant over there.
Yeah.
The interview he was giving to like CNBC, they said currently he's studying business and fashion in Italy. So I suspect that maybe these shirts were maybe procured with funds from a generation above him, to put it lightly. unless his bot game is on fucking just
right.
Wilderness mode and he can get anything, anytime, anywhere at retail. But I highly doubt that.
Studying fashion and business in Italy.
In Milan, you know. Yeah. And he said, I hope they don't wear them, referring to the t-shirts. I've spent so long trying to get these shirts in their best possible condition. I think it would be a little bit painful to watch. But again, whoever does buy it, I would totally encourage them to do whatever makes them happy.
Man, fuck this dude.
fuck this 21-year-old kid who's about to sell his $2 million t-shirt collection while he's studying fashion in Italy.
And then encouraging people not to wear them.
Well, and then what's he going
to? What's he supposed to do with them?
Whatever. So if you know this young man, let us know. What do we know? What else do you know about him? What can you tell about him?
If you know this young man, take dead aim at him and scam him out of his money.
Yeah.
Although he seems like he might be more a little sharper.
He's on his grizzy too. So yeah.
He gets it. Yeah. Anyways, shout out to the dumb dumb who is buying this collection of shirts.
It's that's what I don't understand, you know? These are fucking shirts.
Yeah.
And I showed you all my Supreme hats that I had before we started recording. I used to be dripping in Supreme from like 2004 to 13.
Yep.
They were like, "Yo, this young man don't know what to do." Yeah, I didn't with my money either. I was terrible with it, and I'm looking at now like all of this shit just went into this illusion of wearing shit to be like, "That's me, this logo." That is unattainable. Therefore, that will offset my own feelings of insecurity. And as I got older and like got more in touch with who I am, I was like, man, I'm chasing fucking dragons with this like hype shit. And to see now, like it's at a point where people are like, I'll give you $2 million for the shirts. We gotta I think these are, you know, these are all sort of symptoms of our really sick hyper consumer culture. That in the midst of all this, we're looking at just astronomical death and decay across the country, across the world. And then we have these stores like, hey, 21-year-old has $2 million shirts. Like, hop on in. Somebody got the dough.
Hey, you gotta let us know about those lotto winners. So we aren't paying attention to the, all the death and shit that's around.
Yeah. And Mitch McConnell basically trying to destroy the economy before Joe Biden gets in office and cause more pain to people. But anyway, what are we here for? The fucking news or something? I don't know.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside, I guess. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll be back tomorrow.
I mean, stay inside if it's not making you money.
Right. If it's not making you or anyone else money.
If you're on your grizzy, then you know what? Go out there.
Hit the streets. Bye.
Please take care of each other.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.